One faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings, and we may be squeezing in a few extra people, so try to be generous with your seats.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the book of Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee. After the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Please be seated. While it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed. While it was still dark, what an evocative, haunting phrase. So many good things start while it is still dark, and yet so often we respond to darkness as if it is all there is, as if it will swallow us up and leave nothing but emptiness and death behind. It takes courage to look at darkness and emptiness and find in it not a place of despair, but the locus of hope and possibility. These last few weeks, a group of us have been reading How We Learn to Be Brave by Mary Ann Edgar Buddy, the Episcopal Bishop of Washington, D.C. She writes a lot about the dark places where people find themselves, places that require courage and that bring out the best in us. One story she tells isn't really about courage, though, as much as it is about persistence. When the physician, Rachel Naomi Remen, was a young girl, her grandfather gave her a little paper cup of dirt. She was used to getting really nice presents from her grandfather, so this was kind of a dud. A cup of dirt, huh? Okay. But her grandfather placed the cup on a windowsill and told Rachel that if she added just a bit of water to it every day, something wonderful might happen. Rachel loved her grandfather and did as he asked, But soon, trickling water into a little cup of dirt every day became a chore, a boring and frustrating chore. A few times she asked him if she could just quit or offered to give him back the present, but he always urged her to continue, just a few drops of water every day. Then, as Buddy tells it, one morning there were two little green leaves sprouting up from the dirt that had not been there the day before. She was astonished. Day by day, the plants grew a bit bigger. She couldn't wait to show her grandfather, whom she thought would be as astonished as she was. Instead, he explained to her that life is everywhere. Blessings are everywhere, hidden in the most ordinary and unlikely places. "And all it needs is water, Grandpa?" Rachel asked. "No," he said. "All it needs is your faithfulness. Life is everywhere. Blessings are everywhere, hidden in the most ordinary and unlikely places." That little paper cup of dirt is a symbol I need in my life right now. I imagine it there on a windowsill in a kitchen in a small New York City apartment, and I see how easily it could have been abandoned or discarded, thrown out with the trash. Little Rachel wouldn't have missed it. Actually, she might have been grateful if someone had made it disappear. The world would have gone on spinning. Even her grandfather might have forgotten about it after a few days. In retrospect, though, the loss of that paper cup full of dirt would have been tragic. Not because the little plant that grew in it was something special, it was quite ordinary. But that little seed growing in the dark of the soil brought more into the world than a houseplant. Its appearance brought with it a powerful insight, a revelation to a child who would need courage, faithfulness, and persistence to make her way through the life that awaited her. That little girl who was astonished at those green leaves became a great doctor and healer, a woman who overcame tremendous obstacles and crushing physical disabilities to help others. Not just her patients, but the millions of people who have read her books and had better lives, transformed lives, because of Dr. Remen. And that little cup, with its ordinary, miraculous little green leaves, was a pivotal step along the path to all that healing and hope for all those people. Life is everywhere. Blessings are everywhere, hidden in the most ordinary and unlikely places. Mary Magdalene must have felt crushed when she found the tomb empty. Disappointment, fear, and grief were the darkness covering her in those days, a potent storm of emotions that threatened to drown her. I cannot imagine the courage it took her to go in the dark to a tomb that should have been guarded by soldiers, agents of a government that saw Jesus and his followers as enemies of the state, and felt no compunction about getting rid of them in whatever way was most expedient. And yet, the emptiness and darkness of that tomb turned out not to be the end of the story, but the beginning. The emptiness and darkness of the tomb were, in fact, just the place for new life to begin, the perfect incubator for the miracle of resurrection. The empty tomb, just like that little paper cup, was full of hope and possibility. The resurrection of Jesus, the singular and unprecedented event that we celebrate on Easter Sunday, is not just something that happened in the past. It is something that changed reality and is changing it still, something that gives meaning and purpose to even the darkest and most frightening of circumstances. The resurrection of Jesus is what gave courage to so many of our greatest heroes and martyrs and change agents, from Dietrich Bonhoeffer to Martin Luther King Jr. and Wangari Maathai, not to mention the countless unnamed others who found the courage to act in the face of seemingly impossible odds. And it can give us that courage too. We are the ordinary, unlikely place where new life can happen, where change can happen, where blessings can happen. We in the church, we here at St. Martin's, we in this community. I received an email this week that encapsulated this message for me. It read, "We must remember that resurrection is not an event that happens to us, but a practice we live into in community. Each time we raise our voices in protest, we practice resurrection. Each time we offer kindness and compassion instead of hatred, we practice resurrection. Each time we pledge to hold true to the teachings of Jesus, to seek the common good, to work for love and justice, to shelter the most vulnerable, to care for all the creatures of the earth, whatever the cost, we practice resurrection." Amen. We are an Easter people, and even when we find ourselves surrounded by Good Friday darkness, we still practice resurrection. We will not believe the voices that tell us that we are too small, too marginal, too ordinary. It is the small and marginal and ordinary who are best able to practice resurrection, because those are the ones the world is always trying to bury. If we align ourselves with the lost, the least, and the vulnerable, we are aligning ourselves with Christ, the firstborn of all creation, the one who overcame death and the grave, and we will find blessings and goodness everywhere. When Mary left the empty tomb behind her, she went out to tell others that she had witnessed the resurrected Christ. Our lives, as well as our words, must bear witness as well. In a few minutes, we will renew our baptismal vows and welcome a new member into the household of Christ. Our vows are our pledge to hold true to the teachings of Jesus, to seek the common good, and to respect the dignity of every human being. This is how we practice resurrection, not alone as individuals, but together as a community of faith. When we gather at the baptismal pool or around the communion table, we are witnessing to the power of resurrection and to the power of ordinary matter, ordinary places and ordinary people, when we are set alight with great love. New life is everywhere. Blessings are everywhere. And it all begins while it is still dark. Amen. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
We present Rene Rafael Aguilar to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And this is for everyone gathered here this morning. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with he who is committing himself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death. Lord, hear our prayer. Open his heart to your grace and truth.
Lord,
grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. And those of us who wish may process back to the baptismal pool.
We know that Christ.
The Lord be with you.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Just with Daddy. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood.
Thank you.
feel like maybe I missed my cue somewhere. All right. Well, happy Easter. It's so good to see everyone here. A few brief announcements. Our yellow sheets inside your bulletin have a lot of information about upcoming events and things that we're involved in, and I hope you will take these home with you. I would say put it up on your refrigerator if you still have a refrigerator that will accept magnets. But we also send out an email every week, and we would love to have you on our email list. So you can just be in touch with the office. All the contact information is here. And I'm always happy to meet with new people, take you out to coffee, get to know you, and help answer any of your questions about the church. So I hope you'll take me up on that. We have a special coffee hour after church today. It's starting off at least in the parish hall. That's where the food and coffee will be, and we have tables around. If you don't know where that is, just follow the crowds. But what's really exciting is the Easter egg hunt is happening right after the service. So you'll want to meet out in the courtyard, and there will be someone there. I think Sherry's still out there getting things ready, but Sherry Reynolds will be out there ready to get us started on that. I won't read, obviously, everything that's happening on here. There's a lot. I will say this week we have two special events. Sometimes Easter week is very quiet, but we decided to buck that trend. So I'm giving a presentation on Earth Day on Tuesday in the evening. It's on Zoom. It's sponsored by the Commission on the Environment, and I hope some of you will join us for that. And then on Saturday, we're offering an LGBTQ plus gathering. We're going to have a board game event. And if you just let us know if you're coming, that will help us to know how many to expect, or you can always just show up. And mark your calendars. There's a newcomers brunch in a little while on May 18th. So some of you who are newer here, it would be great to have you there for that. I think the only other thing I want to mention is that when we take the collection on Easter Day and on Christmas, we make those special offerings. So the money collected does not go to St. Martin's for our operations or anything like that. The money goes out somehow. And what we decided to do this year was give it to our Social Justice and Outreach Committee, because as they discern the needs that are happening in our community, either something special that's asked of us or through our grant outreach, then they will have some extra money to give to the many, many needs in our community and beyond. So I hope you will be generous with the collection, and there's information here about how to give electronically if that's easier for you. Finally, we have communion up front at stations. And so you come forward down the center aisle, and then you actually get to pick a side, because communion is given differently on each side. So on this side where I will be standing, I break off bread, dip it in the wine, and hand it to you. It helps if your hand is outstretched and open. On this side, you'll receive the bread, and then there's a chalice with wine that you can sip from, the common cup. So you decide which side, and then you go back around to your seat. All are welcome to communion here. We make our own bread, which is vegan and gluten-free, trying to make it available to everyone. And you are welcome to come forward if you feel called to the table. If you're not sure if you'd like to receive communion, you can come forward and cross your arms. That indicates that you would just like a blessing. And if you can't make it forward, if that's a hardship for you, let an usher know and we will bring communion to you. I think that's everything. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ, took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise and let us pray together the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, you have graciously accepted us as living members of our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Savior. Amen. May God, who has redeemed us and made us God's children through the resurrection of Jesus, bestow upon you the riches of God's blessing.
Amen.
May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Good morning, Chaplain. So good to see you and happy Easter.